Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Krisus Daf Yud Ches, Krisus 18. On today's Daf Yomi on Yud Ches, Amar Beis on 18b, Rava raises the following challenge. Rava says, with respect to the laws of Me'ilah, what is Me'ilah? Me'ilah is the prohibition of trespassing against something that is Kodshei Hashem, that is sacred to Hashem, whether this is Kodshei Mizbeach, whether it's something sacred for the altar, or whether it's Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, or something that is set aside for the upkeep of the temple. And anybody who benefits from something that is worth a pruta, benefits a pruta worth from the Kodshei Hashem, is considered to have done me'ilah, trespassed against the property of Hashem. And that, and if the person does it accidentally, there it's considered to be me'ilah, and they must pay back the principal and add a fifth and bring a carbon asham. However, if they benefit less than a pruta, the Torah does not obligate them to do this. So says Rava, we learned in a brisa, acho hayom, if a person eats something from hektish that's less than a pruta one day, and the next day, acho lemachar, the next day the person eats the other half of the pruta, so therefore in 2 days they ate a full pruta. So if you combine their two actions, they have done me'ilah, but each action on their own has not been me'ilah. And so to nene hayom, if a person benefits from hektish today with respect to something that they eat less than that they benefit with less than a pruta, half a pruta, v'nene l'machar, and they benefit the next day with the other half, or so to acho hayom, let's say they ate today from hektish with something that is worth half a pruta, v'nene l'machar, and the next day they don't eat, but they benefit, or nene hayom v'acho l'machar, or the reverse, that they benefit today a half of a pruta, and they eat the next half tomorrow, v'afilu mikan v'ad shalosh shanim, even up until 3 years, that during all those 3 years, they have not completed, they 3 years later they eat the other part of the pruta, and still it was with one helam, it was still with one forgetting, so they didn't know about either that this was hektish, or they didn't know about the laws of trespassing. Says the Braisa, Minayan Shehemitz Tarfin Zemza, how do we know that they could combine with each other to say that this person must bring a carbon asham for violating Me'ilah? How do we know? Says the verse, with respect to the laws of asham in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 15, Nefesh Kisim Ol Ma'al, if a person will trespass, V'chata B'shkagami Kodshei Hashem, they will do this sin from the Kodshim of Hashem, from the holy parts of God. Behavi es ashamo Hashem. They have to bring a carbon asham, ayal tamim minatzon, a ram from the sheep, erkecha kesef shkal mesheva kodesh asham. They have to bring an asham. And that which states timol ma'al, riba, says the Braisa, the words timol ma'al is extra, because from the fact that it says timol ma'al, it could have just said one time me'ilah. From the fact that it says it twice, it says that even if they're even if it goes of a distance of 3 years. And says Rava, Rava's questioning Abaye. Rava says, why do we say that they could combine to say that you're liable to bring a carbon from Me'ilah? Hachipur alea Yom Kippurim. In between those 3 years, for sure was Yom Kippur. And why don't we say that Yom Kippur itself serves as an atonement? Because in Yom Kippur, we know that according to Abaye, it's going to be the equivalent of an Asham Talay. And this is difficult for Abaye, because why don't we say that Yom Kippur should serve it as an atonement? And it's like a case where you're not sure if you know, and we're going to divide the carbon, and therefore you're not going to bring a carbon Me'ilah on it. And so therefore, since the final Me'ilah does not have a Shavah Pruta, if according to Abaye we're going to say that Yom Kippur serves as the Asham Talay, Yom Kippur serves the place of the Asham that's going to serve as a atonement for sins that we don't know, why don't we say that is like a Suffolk Yediyah? And so says the Gemara, that the reason why we don't say that the multiple Yom Kippurs combine and to serve, why we say that they do combine in Yom Kippur does not serve as an atonement, is because Ki Mechaper Yom HaKippurim Al Isura Amamono Lomachaper, a fundamental principle that Yom Kippur, when it serves as an atonement, yes, it would serve like the equivalent of an asham to atone for those sins which we're not sure if we sinned about. However, when we say that Yom Kippur serves as an atonement, that is only for things that are permitted or prohibited, however, not for monetary prohibitions. And so therefore, if a person eats the money from Hekdesh, he's going to be liable to pay back the principal on 1/5. And Yom Kippur will not serve as an atonement for those things which have a monetary payment. And so therefore, under these circumstances, we're going to be able to combine the two parts of the pruta, because Yom Kippur is unable to serve as an atonement for those sins which have a monetary component to it. And so therefore, as the Michtam of David writes, when it says, Shuvu Yisrael ad Hashem al-kecha, return to God, ki chashalta b'avonecha, because you've stumbled in your sin, ki kchui mochem dvarim, v'shuvu Hashem, take with yourself words, and return to God, that we say that he says, he quotes the Gemara from Yoma, that the sins that are between Hashem and God, that's what Yom Kippur is able to serve as an atonement for. But sins between man and fellow man, Yom Kippur does not serve as an atonement. And when we say that Yom Kippur, and so too, Yom Kippur only serves for prohibitions, Iser v'heter, but not for monetary sins. And so therefore, when we say, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem al-kecha, meaning to say, you can only return to God because you have stumbled. But you can't do, the Yom Kippur doesn't work at all for those other sins, for the sins between man and fellow man, and between man and a monetary penalty. And so therefore, that is the core idea, Shuva ad Hashem al-kecha, but that won't take effect about the monetary sins and also the sins of Iser v'Heter. So therefore, yes, Yom Kippur is very powerful, but still, on our own, we have so much more we need to do, and Yom Kippur won't atone for sins.